Professor Moyo wrote a letter today to Manyenyeni indicating that he has been suspended for allegedly using his position as the mayor for Harare to block the auditing of the two companies, Easy Park and City Parking, as directed by the Auditor General following reports of corruption in the companies. Manyenyeni confirmed receiving his letter of suspension.
The circus continues. Today I received a letter from the acting minister of local government, public works and national housing, suspending me again. This time he is citing failure to deal with a directive requiring audits for council businesses, council ventures.
He insists that all his actions were above board.
I've got a letter here dated the 4th of May. This letter from the minister actually says, I'm led to believe that the suspended mayor, who is myself, right, had given an instruction that the audit takes place. So there is admission in the ministry or in government that I had referred this matter to the relevant parties for action or for consideration. Okay.
Yet this is being done to prevent the MDCT from running the local authority. MDCT Secretary for Local Government, Eddie Cross, said the goings-on at townhouse are now seriously affecting service delivery in the capital city.
It's completely disruptive. This is the most important city in Zimbabwe. It holds about 30% of the total population of Zimbabwe, and the welfare of the 3 million citizens of Harare are totally dependent upon the city council. And this deliberate disruption of the democratic structures that govern the city is absolutely unconstitutional and unlawful.
Manyenyeni said he was still consulting his party and attorneys before making pronouncements on his next course of action. Some lawyers told Studio 7 by phone that the minister has a right to suspend a mayor in terms of the law, but refused to comment further, saying they were not privy to circumstances surrounding Manyenyeni's suspension. A Bulawayo judge recently nullified the suspension of Gweru councillors by local government minister Xavier Kasukwere, saying he had no power to take such action against council officials. But another judge indicated in his ruling recently in Harare that the minister has the power to do so. Former Harare city councillor for Mount Pleasant, Worship Dumba, said Manyenyeni's suspension was politically motivated.
The issue at townhouse is all political, not about the competence of the office holders or whatever. ZANU-PF is a thieving party. What it actually wants within the city of Harare is taking money, land, and anything, even employing its own people in the city.
And Harare resident Yvonne Kachamtima said it was now clear that ZANU-PF does not want to see the capital city being run by the opposition.
It seems they don't need MDC councillors in council.
Manyenyeni had returned to work today after the government failed to set up an independent tribunal within 45 days as stipulated by law to hear his case following his suspension in April on allegations that he allowed the Harare City Council to employ James Mushore as the city's town clerk without following proper procedures. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.